Hey, it's good to be with you today, Fountain of Life. It's always a privilege for me to be with my family at Fountain of Life. I want everybody to stand with me if you're there in the service. And let's look in our Bible to Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 11. In Matthew 3:11, it says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And if you're watching me on social media, I'm glad you're there. Share this with somebody. Tell somebody to join in. And let us know where you're listening from today. Put down the city and the state and make some comments. We want to hear it, all right? But we know today that Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Ghost, but not only with the Holy Ghost, but and with fire. Those three words are very important. They are anointed and they are inspired of God. They're put there for a reason. God not only wants you to be filled with the Holy Ghost, but he wants you to have the fire that comes with the Holy Ghost. I believe the Holy Ghost comes with zeal, commitment, and enthusiasm. And this fire that you receive after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, it produces power and enthusiasm to live for the Lord and to spread the good news. In Acts 1:8, it says, but you'll receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. I believe today that power and fire are coming on every one of you that are listening today. I want to look at Matthew 25. There's 10 bridesmaids. 10 bridesmaids. 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. 5 took oil in their lamp, 5 did not. But the 5 that their lamps went out, we know that their fire went out. And I'm going to tell you, they were the foolish. I don't want to be the foolish waiting for the coming Lord. We know the coming Lord is very near. We need to have the fire of God in our life. I read in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. Now, what I like about that is they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They spake the word of God. They spake in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. But I like that suddenly there came a sound from heaven. I like cloven tongues like as a fire. I believe that we ought to have everybody filled with the Holy Ghost, but we ought to have everybody filled with the fire as well. We need to get filled with the Holy Ghost like they did originally. They spake with tongues, and they were filled with fire, and they were filled with power. I don't know about you, but my wife, she likes everything new and improved. But there's some things that I don't know if you can improve on. I don't know if you can improve on the Holy Ghost and fire. But my wife, if she goes to the store, she'll buy anything that says new and improved or looks like it's something new. And I like things, if they work, I just want to keep using them. One day she came and made a meal for me and brought this pink salt. And I was thinking, what is this? I tried it and I said, you know, I don't really like this pink salt. I want the original. You know, the original that's in that blue container, round cylinder with the girl with the little umbrella overhead. That's what I want. But I want the Holy Ghost like they got it originally. Filled with fire. And I believe we need that fire in our life. Listen, why do we need fire? Because fire purifies. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The word cleanse in one translation reads purify. So he will purify us from all unrighteousness. Today, I believe the Lord is looking to bless someone, but he is looking for the purified. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. I believe he wants to give the abundant life, but I believe he wants to purify us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. believe that in the last months of 2020, this has been a tough year, but I believe there'll be a year of plenty. It doesn't matter what's going on with your job, doesn't matter what's going on with the government, doesn't matter what's going on with your circumstance. See, today our hope is not in the government or our job or anything else, but we are trusting El Shaddai, the God that's more than enough to bless us. So if you're listening, believe me, today you need to have faith in God. He'll bring you through. And this can be a year of plenty for those that walk with God and live a holy lifestyle. I don't think you should expect blessing will come to anybody that's a double agent. If you watch an old spy movie, there was always a spy that worked for one government and then gave the secrets to another. I think there's a lot of double agents in the church. They serve him on Sunday, but then they serve the world on Monday. It is not for those who work for the kingdom of God one day and the kingdom of the world the next. The blessing of God is not for those who work for the kingdom of God one day and for the kingdom of this world the next. We need to be faithful. I got a phone call from a lady last week, and she just had a word for me. She said, "The Lord says you're faithful." It blessed me. But the truth is, you're going to have to work at being faithful. You're going to have to work at being faithful. You're going to have to reach out to Him, and it will take the fire of God to cleanse you. John 7:38 said, "He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." I believe this Holy Spirit is for anybody, any age, any race, any nationality. Listen, He said, "If you believe on me," that is the one thing that we all have to do. We have to believe on Him. And if we believe on Him, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, and fire will burn in us. Anybody, any age. So today, I want you to receive the Holy Ghost with fire. In Acts chapter 18, there was a man by the name of Apollos. Apollos had some things said about him that were compliments. It said he was born at Alexandria. He was an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures. So two things were said there in Acts 18, verse 24 through 26, that he was mighty in the scriptures and he was an eloquent man. Those are nice things to be said about somebody. But he said this man was instructed in the way of the Lord. I like that here he is. He knows the Word of God, and he's an eloquent man, but yet he's still teachable. We all need to remain teachable if we want to prosper. And it said, this man being instructed in the way of the Lord and being fervent in the Spirit. That's the part I like the best. Here's a man that was fervent in the Spirit. He was all fired up about the Word of God that he knew. He spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Here's a guy that he spoke the Word of God. The Word of God was in him, but he spoke it with some enthusiasm, with some zeal. Now, today, I can go boil water, but boiling water would not happen at 100 degrees. It would not happen at 150. It will not happen at 200. It will not even happen at 211. It will be very close to boiling. It'll look like it's almost ready. But at 212 is when water boils. Today, some are there that you're about 100 degrees for the Lord. Others are 150. Some are 200. Some may be almost to the boiling point, 211. But you need to rev it up a notch today. Listen, if you were more excited about the Lord in the past than you are today, you need to rev up the Spirit of God in you. Stir up the gift of God. Romans 12:11, Paul said to the Romans, "Be not slothful in business, but fervent in the Spirit, serving the Lord, that you maintain zeal to the boiling point as you serve the Lord, that you put your life into service for God, whether or not you receive personal gain or applause." See, some people are all fired up when everybody's patting them on the back. Some people are all fired up when somebody gives them money for what they're doing. I remember years ago, my daughters were just little girls, and a church had asked them to sing. And Lily did not want to sing, and she wouldn't sing. And so Sally got up and sang softly and tenderly by herself. And after church, the pastor gave Sally $50. Okay, she's just a little girl, maybe 6 or 7 years old. And when Lily saw that her sister got $50, she was ready to sing then. There's a lot of people that have some zeal and enthusiasm when there's money involved. But we need to serve the Lord without thinking about monetary gain and without patting on our back or applause of people. I'm not running this race to have people applaud me or give me money, but I'm running this race to win. And I believe that I'm going to maintain zeal to the boiling point and serve him with everything I got, because I want him to say at the judgment seat of Christ, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Listen, I was in a meeting in 1983. That would make me 19 years old. I'm 57 now, but in 1983, I was 19, just started in the ministry. And I went to a meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they said at the 2 o'clock service, they were going to have a missionary service. I almost missed that service. And I challenge people never to miss church, because you never know. That might be your day of blessing. But I was going to miss that service because, you know, it didn't sound interesting to me. But they said a guy by the name of Reinhard Bonnke was going to preach. I'm glad I didn't miss that day. Talk about a missionary that had a call from God to South Africa, to the nation, really, of Africa. But he went to South Africa, and when he was there, he'd been there in ministry for a while, and the Lord spoke to him and said, I want you to rent the largest stadium in the country and hold a crusade. He went to get other pastors to be involved with him, and all of them said, "Reinhard, you haven't spoke to more than 200 or 300 people." And so nobody was really wanting to help him. He went ahead and did it because he had a word from God. And he went for several weeks, maybe even over a month, and that stadium began to fill because they began to have miracles. And miracles began to happen. And because of that, his ministry grew. And he was going to build a tent. He was going to have the largest tent ever built for anyone he was having built. It would seat 30,000. They got it up. They were testing it out. A storm came through and shredded the tent. Reinhard Bonnke said it was the worst time of his life. He felt defeated. And, you know, here they were just about ready to go and put that tent up all over Africa. But that tent was shredded into little pieces. Said it blew all over the continent of Africa. And where people picked it up and touched it, they were healed by the power of God. What the devil meant for bad, God turned for good. I'm talking to you. Somebody today is listening, and you have gone through a horrible season. But I'm going to tell you, God can turn your bad into something good. He can make miracles out of your shredded life. So today, believe in faith. I'm telling you, today is a day of turnaround. And I can remember Reinhard Bonnke speaking at that meeting. Here's a man that died maybe 6 months ago or longer, but yet he won 76 million people to the Lord. 76 million. He's my hero. Now, think about this. People said, "Reinhard, when you preach, you're too excited. When you talk, you're too excited." And he said, here's how I answered. "This is as calm as I can be about Jesus." Today, you may think that I'm too excited, but this is as calm as I can be about Jesus, the one that took my place on Calvary's cross, the one that had thorns thrust in his brow. I should have had those thorns thrust in my brow, my hands and feet nailed to the tree because of my sin and iniquity, but he took my place that I wouldn't have to go to a devil's hell, that I could go to heaven. Today, I'm going to tell you something. God is moving in your life. God is doing something for you, and I'm going to tell you something. It's not the time to be quiet. It's not the time to be lazy. It's not the time to be laid back, but be excited about Jesus. I'm going to talk to you a little bit today on how to stay on fire for God, because we don't want to wind up like many that started in the fire but wind up as cold as ice. How am I going to stay in the fire? Number one, I'm going to stay in the altar. Leviticus 6:13 says, "The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out." Now listen, we can't go to the church and stay at the altar 24 hours a day, but we can be worshipers. The Bible said, if we worship Him, we must worship Him in spirit and truth. We must continually worship the Lord. The fire of God does not come from earth. It comes from heaven. So we need to be worshiping the Lord. And if you're not on fire today, it's not because God doesn't want you to be on fire. It's because you're not spending enough time at the altar. Matthew 5:6 says that if we are hungry and thirsty, we shall be filled. Listen, talking about worship, worship is about giving yourself completely to God. Are you giving yourself completely to God? Are you completely committed to Him? I don't want to be committed to everything else. I want to have the fire of God in my life. There was a man that was the general superintendent of the IPHC in 1907 at the Holmes Bible College. Here's a quote from him, Brother G.F. Taylor. He said, if any of you would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, come and kneel at the altar and pray. You may afford to do without it, but I could not. Listen, I'm like Brother Taylor. I cannot do without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's only the blood of Jesus that gets any of us to heaven, but it is the Holy Ghost and fire that will give us victory on the way to heaven. You may think you can do without it, but I don't want to live a life defeated. I want to live a victorious life. I want to live an abundant life. I don't know about you, but I'm not blessed by people that are, dead. I'm not blessed by people that, you know, aren't enthusiastic about the things they're doing. I'm blessed by people that give it their all. Ball players, I like ball players that give it their best, that hustle. I like people that sell, that are sold on their product. But I'm going to tell you something. We as Christians, we ought to be so fired up that people want what we have. I cannot do without the baptism of fire. See, we need to run to the altar today to be clean and shake off the effects of this filthy world. This world is horrible. There's things being done in the light that shouldn't even be done in the dark. But some of you say, well, I don't really have time to go to the altar, you know. Sometimes we haven't gone to the altar in church because of time constraints, multiple services, even the corona. We can't, you know, some places you can't touch people or they're afraid to be touched. But I'm going to tell you something. If you're complaining that your church doesn't have time at the altar, well, why aren't you having a time of personal altar? Who can you blame for that? You can't blame the pastor. You can't blame the youth pastor. Can't blame me, the evangelist. If you're not spending time personally at the altar, you can only blame yourself. And in the altar is where we stay on fire. In the altar is where emotional problems are solved. Do you know there are a lot of people with emotional problems more than ever before? People are afraid, they have fear, they have anxieties, and all these things are real, but I believe at the altar, emotional problems can be solved. Spiritual problems are solved at the altar. Physical problems are solved. You can be healed at the altar. Problems like drug addiction are solved at the altar. Problems like a tormented mind are solved at the altar. Problems like alcoholism are solved at the altar. I believe the altar, we need to come for our problems. So today, I challenge you to make time with God and get in the altar to stay on fire. Number two, if you want to stay on fire, not only stay in the altar, but stay in the Word. Jeremiah, the prophet, he said, then I said, verse 9 of Jeremiah 20, then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing and could not stay. Listen, I don't know if you realize, but I love this Bible right here. I love the word. And do you not realize that the Bible is under attack? Everybody says they're a Christian until you add the Bible to it. You're going to have to believe the Bible and be obedient to the Bible to be a Christian. We have a biblically illiterate generation. We don't know the Bible anymore. When I was growing up, you learned the Bible in vacation Bible school. You learned it in Sunday school. You learned it in church. You learned it in the youth group. And we all knew some scriptures. You know, if we didn't know any other, we knew the shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:35. Jesus wept. But we knew the wages of sin was death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We knew that my God shall supply my every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We knew given it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give unto your bosom. We knew some Bible verse and we got it down in our heart. And like David, we put it there that we might not sin against him. I am a Bible preacher today and I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not going to make any excuses about it. I'm not embarrassed. That's why I don't care if you like what I'm saying. I'm preaching the Bible. If it's in the Bible, I'm for it. I'm for the Holy Ghost with power and with fire. I'm all about healing and laying hands on the sick. I'm all about worshiping God. I'm all about lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. And I will tell you, I don't tell visitors when they come, well, when the offering comes by, don't give. I cannot do that because the Bible says you reap what you sow. And I cannot in good conscience tell somebody to give nothing because that will produce a harvest of nothing. So I'm going to go with the word, whether people like it or not. Matthew 24, verse 35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Listen, I'm going to put the word over anything. This earth is temporal. The Bible says what you're going through right now is temporary, but what you can see is temporary, but what you cannot see is eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Whatever you're going through right now, I'm here to tell you today that it may look impossible. It may be impossible financially, physically, spiritually for your family, but whatever is impossible now, get a word from God and it shall be possible. I'm speaking the fountain of life. It may look impossible, but get a word from God and it will be possible for your family. There's a word from God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house. There's a word over you for fear. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Listen, get a word from God and whatever's impossible will become possible. With a word from God, the rest of this year will be incredible, but you got to get a word from God. If you sit around and get a word from the news, it will not be incredible, but if you get a word from God, the impossible will become possible. See, the Holy Spirit makes this Bible come alive. When He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, John 16, 13. Get in the Word of God. Stay in the Word to stay on fire. Luke 24, verse 32, there were two men walking down the road. They were going to the place called Emmaus. Suddenly a man joined them. The man that joined them, they did not know who it was. And when he walked away, here's what they said in Luke 24, 32. They said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? Listen, those men that were on the road to Emmaus were talking to Jesus. They said, our heart, when he spoke and opened up the Bible, our heart burned within us. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus is the living word and he's in us. And when we speak the word, I believe it ought to bring Holy Ghost heartburn to all people around. It ought to bring conviction to the lost. It ought to bring blessing to the believer. It ought to bring healing to the sick. It ought to bring deliverance to those that are bound. I'm going to tell you something. Saturate yourself with the word of God. If you saturate yourself with the news and the drama of the day, you're going to be anemic and lethargic and weak. If I sit around and watch the news, I'm anemic, lethargic, and weak. But if I put the Word of God and saturate myself with the Word of God, I'm going to be strong, sharp, strong, and sharp. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be anemic, weak, or lethargic, but I want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I want to be sharp. This word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Get it in your life, and God will let it come out of your mouth, and you'll bring deliverance to the captive. I speak deliverance to people that are watching me today. I believe today God is going to do something in your life. The impossible becomes possible. Number three, and I'm going to close with this. Stay away from things that will mess you up. So we stay in the altar, stay in the Word, and stay away from things that will mess you up. How many ball players had the world eating out of their hand? They were making millions of dollars. They had a beautiful family. But then they got involved with things that mess their life up, that, or ball players in college that look like they were going to break all the records and be the first round draft pick or whatever. You know, they were doing very well. And then they got involved with alcohol or smoking dope or even losing their temper and punching their wife or their girlfriend or somebody, and they get thrown into jail and it messes up their life. Listen, I say stay away from anything that will mess you up. Watch today what you post on social media. And you might even have to go back in your social media and erase some things. I heard of a man, 36, getting in trouble for something he did when he's 16. Be careful what you put on social media, because people are messing up their life over things. See, I say, do not let your cell phone ruin your life. Don't let your cell phone destroy you, your iPad, your computer. Don't even let anything sketchy mess up your life, or even shady. You know what shady is? It's not completely dark, but it's shady. See, there are things that some of you are involved in. They may not even be wrong. They're permissible, but they're shady. Or they're even keeping you from being all that you can be for the Lord. Get rid of them. Don't let anything in your life that will bring any of your inhibitions down. Serve the Lord. Proverbs 6:27 says, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? I'm going to tell you something. Be careful. You can get burnt. The wages of sin, you reap what you sow. 1 Corinthians 5:6-7, your glorying is not good. Know you not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened, for even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Clean out your closet. Get rid of anything that's unnecessary. Get rid of those old things. One person today on fire for God will do more for 1,000 that are lukewarm. In Revelation chapter 3, Jesus said, if you are lukewarm, it makes him sick. He said that to a church right before the coming Lord. These are prophetic words. Do not be lukewarm in these days. Listen, I think today the fire of God, we need to stir up the gift of God within us. We need to stir up and fan the flame, because I believe Jesus is coming very soon. I read in the Bible there are 10 bridesmaids. They're waiting for the bridegroom. All of them had lamps, but 5 did not bring oil with them. 5 had oil in their lamps. When the 5 went out to buy oil, at midnight a cry was made that the bridegroom was coming back. When they came back, it was too late. They were left behind. I'm going to tell you something. You need to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. And those 5 that had their lamp burning, they had their lamp on fire. They were ready for the coming Lord. I'm going to tell you, we need to be on fire because Jesus is coming very soon. I want everybody to stand with me today that are listening at Fountain of Life. If you're on social media, stay with me right now. But I'm going to tell you, if you're listening to me today, you're standing and you're not ready for the coming of the Lord. He's coming very soon. If you're not on fire, you've got sin in your life, you've got disobedience in your life, you're not on fire, you're not ready for the coming Lord. I want every head to be bowed, every eye to be closed in that sanctuary. And if you're here today listening to me, and you're listening by social media, just type in the comments or send me a message. Say, preacher, I'm not ready for the coming Lord, and I need your prayer. But if you're there in that sanctuary right now and you're not ready for the coming Lord, just lift up your hand and say, preacher, I need your prayer. There's going to be staff members that are going to notice and they're going to pray with you. I want you to do something. If you raise your hand, there's many that have raised their hand, but I want you to get out of your seat and come to the front. Somebody from the staff is going to pray for you. I want you to come, and I want you to know that you're ready for the coming Lord. I don't want you to be unprepared. I want you to pray with me right now, either by social media or in that church. Repeat after me. Come on, I'm going to give you just a few more seconds. I'm going to wait about 10 more seconds. I think there's some people that are getting on right now online telling me they're getting ready. There's some that are right now are coming to the front. Come on, right now. Ushers, help me right now, okay? I want everybody to lift up your hands. And I want you to pray this prayer with me, because I want you to be ready for the coming Lord. Say this with me. Dear God in heaven, I believe Jesus is coming very soon. I want to be ready. I want to be prepared. Come into my heart, Jesus. I need a fresh start. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for me. He shed his blood for me. He took my place. Today I repent of my past. The blood of Jesus is cleansing me now. I believe that Jesus has risen from the dead. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. He's rescued me today. Thank you for coming in my life. I'm ready for the coming Lord. I want everybody listening to put your hand on your chest. And I want to pray the fire of God to burn in you. Today, nobody should leave without the fire of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God burn in everyone that believes. That they be filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on, I want you to begin to cooperate with God. Pray in the Spirit. Pray with your understanding. He'll give you the utterance. I want you to pray right now. Agitate that fire. Stir it up in the name of Jesus. Lord, that we will catch on fire. Lord, that we'll be on fire in these last days, that we'll be a blessing to many others. Well, let the Spirit of God move in a mighty way. I pray right now for the Hess family. We all agree together. Come on, there's power in agreement. We pray for the anointing to destroy every yoke of bondage. We speak peace and blessing today in the name of the Lord. We thank you for this gift that you have given us. We believe, Lord, something good's happening today in the name of Jesus. Come on, I want everybody to lift up your hands and praise him. I praise you. I bless you, Lord. You're the mighty God. You're the almighty one. We glorify your name. Just keep praising him while somebody from the staff is coming right now, and they'll dismiss you, but I'm so glad you're with us. Get online and tell us what the Lord did. Tell us where you listened from. And share this with others, because I want everybody to be on fire in these days. I'm going to tell you, we can do so much more when we have more folks that are red hot on fire for him. I love you today. Fountain of Life, you're great. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Be blessed today in Jesus' mighty name.